We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's love, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fans High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome into the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, the athletic director at Muskego, Ryan McMillan. Still rolling, boy.
Yeah, we had a good one last night. Oof. I tell you what, it was cold and it was windy, but it's kind of uneventful. But I tell you, one thing that you might take appreciation in is our defense called some timeouts. We got the ball back with about 2:15 on the clock, and Coach Krause kind of flipped a little bit. And I give our offensive line credit, and Coach Smith and Coach Hetzel, they protected the quarterback, and they threw it down the field. We got one roughing the passer call, his late hit, and all of a sudden we went a little two-minute drill and scored.
Wait, hold on now. The throwing the ball down the field, that's the biggest part that surprised
me.
Hey,
and they were straight dropping it, too. It wasn't play action. It was straight dropping. You know he was throwing it a little bit.
I watched your quarterback in warm-ups against Marquette game one. Kick and throw it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a live arm.
He's got, you know what? He can spin it a little bit. Yeah. And I was like.
And we got kids who can catch it, too. Yes. So some of these kids made some good plays last night. It's pretty cool.
You know what that does, right? Now, playoff time, the guy's looking at film going, you got to be kidding me.
Yep.
Can't go 8 in the box. Can't just worry about the run. We got to do a lot of things. Hey, our special in studio guest, I'm excited about him. And Gary Ellerson had recommended when I was out at the golf outing playing, and he said, man, why don't you have my guy Derby on? I said, because I don't know your guy. He said, I'm going to introduce you to him. He's the head football coach at St. John's Northwestern Military Academy. He is Glenn Derby. And Coach, I got to tell you, Ryan, I sent him a text this morning after doing research and said, you need to write a book. You write a book. He said, you know, you're not the only person to ever tell me that. And I'd be the first in line to buy it. Glenn, how you been?
I'm good. Good. Thank you for having me.
So, Oconomowoc guy?
Yes.
Played at Wisconsin?
Yes, sir.
Played the NFL?
I did.
And reading up on you and your journey as a kid and as a young adult and as an adult, yeah, you like being back. You like Oconomowoc. You like kind of look. You're coaching high school football. Some people would go like, "Man, with all the things that you've done, isn't this boring?" You don't mind boring anymore.
You know, it's not boring. It's a challenge when you work with kids. Anyone that has worked with kids understands that they're a different animal, and you know, it's a challenge to try and get these kids to do the things that they need to do, especially in today's world with all the different options. So I like a challenge. I like I worked with Coach McMillan for a year and enjoyed going back to Oconomowoc, where I went to high school, and it was completely different. So it was a whole new challenge. And you know, I guess I tried to do a lot of different things in my life, but I kept coming back to working with kids, and that's just been what I've been good at and what I keep doing.
Hey, can I tell you one of my favorite St. John's stories?
Yes, sir.
So I was out scouting a basketball game. This is years ago. And walked in. The campus is beautiful. The basketball facility is unbelievable, right? I was like, man, this is great. Game is over. I get in my car, and I'm going to drive out. And the cadets are walking. And just as I kind of come up where they're walking, two kids kind of – I was going slow, and I was stopping. Two kids kind of walked in front of the car, and two of the older cadets, one kid put his hand up, and one yelled at them to get back. And I go, no, it's okay. Put my window down. He goes, no, it's not, sir. I got this. You two, get back here. He made them come and apologize to me and then stand in line. And these kids were getting in trouble because they walked in front of my car and didn't wait because that's what they were supposed to do. And I was like, no, hey, don't. It's okay. And the kid said, no, I got this. this is not okay. And now it's none of your business, basically. And I'm going to deal with these young cadets the way we deal with them here. And I thought, those kids are never going to walk in front of a car again, ever. And I figured at that moment that I would not have lasted 10 minutes on campus. They would have kicked me out really quickly. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, this is something else. Coach, how long have you been the coach at St. John's?
This is my second year.
You guys are starting to put a name together a little bit. I mean, people in my, I'm just telling you, the circles that I run in, which is, you know, all geeky football guys, coaches and other guys, all of a sudden it's like, hey, what's going on over at St. John's? And you know what? Your record is a little bit deceiving. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit of credit, and we're going to just move on. You guys have forfeited two games. There was an issue with figuring out 5 days or five practices, and you guys self-reported.
Correct.
Which is what you would expect, I guess, from the way you guys handle your business. But instead of having – did you win both those games?
We did.
So instead of those two extra wins, now you took those losses. So your record doesn't look as good as what it actually is. But I have a lot of respect for you guys for self-reporting and taking that on the chin and saying, look, this happened. We made a mistake. Give us the punishment. So well done. We can pass on that. Did you know coming in that your team had a chance to be pretty good?
You know, I've always liked what any opportunity you get, you have kids that can be special. And yes, there are some special kids on this team. And it was just a matter of figuring out how to get them in the right spot, get the ball in their hands, get the blocking that they needed. And did I think they could be 7-1 right now? Probably not. But you know what? Anything can happen when you get kids believing in the coaches believing in the kids, and get everyone working together to try and, you know, do the best thing for the team. And this has been a challenge because these kids are they've got a lot on their plate. So, you know, when you're in high school at a normal school like at Oconomowoc with McMillan, you know, those guys have a lot of homework and a lot of different things, but they don't have, you know, marching, and they don't have different activities they have to go to. And these kids, from the time they get up at 6:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, they are busy. And we've had to kind of balance and kind of make football as best we can a fun time for them, so they've got a couple hours where they can just go out and have fun. Well, you know, some of the kids take that advantage and have too much fun, and we can't get them focused. So our biggest thing that we've had to do is try and help the kids learn how to focus to, you know, do the right thing for football, and they've really taken that on. So am I surprised? Yes. Did I think it was possible? Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I mean, it's always possible.
Coach, when you know, Ryan, not when he first got to Oconomowoc, because they didn't really want him to be involved, but there's youth programs
right
all over the place. So kids grow up to be in the Franklin Youth Program, and they're in Junior Sabres, and then they get to freshmen, and they know their guys, and they know what the varsity is going to run. And then they get to JV, and if they're really good, they get moved up to varsity. So there's that progression. You guys don't have that.
It's crazy. We got some kids on our teams that have never played football before, and they're actually starting and playing for us. A couple of them are freshmen, have never played. And so we've had to really, like, as fast as we can, teach these guys the game. And some of it's, you know, you watch on film. If you like to watch film and you watch some of us on film, you're going to see we're making a lot of mistakes. But the thing that I like the most is these kids are believing and they're doing whatever we're asking them to. And that's been the biggest key, because we've got kids that, you know, some come from Mexico, some come from China, so there's a language barrier. You know, I'm talking to them and they don't understand what I'm saying. And I don't understand what they're saying. And so we got to kind of show them, like, physically how to do the stuff. And it's been a crazy experience, but it's been, like I said earlier, a challenge.
How many kids in the program?
We have, I think, 31 right now.
So you don't have a JV?
No JV.
Everybody's playing varsity. And you have kids who have never put on a football uniform.
Correct. Yes.
Before mid-August.
In August when they came. And here's the other thing is, you know, most kids in a regular school, they show up on August 1st, right?
Yeah.
We got kids drifting in. That's kind of what happened with us, is we had a couple kids that showed up late. So we tried to have a couple double practices, you know, to help them get ready so they could play. Well, they're coming in the middle of a week of a game, and we're trying to get them ready. So it's been a huge challenge that way. We don't get all the kids day one and go through a process. So my first year last year, we had 9 kids show up our first day of practice. I'm like, what are we going to do? Finally, by our first game, we had about 21 kids were out. But you got to realize they only had a week of practice, and you're going into a game.
Oh,
so,
man.
You know, it's been trial by fire, and I just give a lot of credit to my coaching staff because they are very patient. They're very understanding. You know, these kids, some of the kids come with some emotional issues that we have to deal with, and just trying to just – It's almost like you just got to try and get them all on the same page at the same time on Friday night, because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's chaotic all over the place.
Look, I have seen your basketball program. I know Malachnik really well, and I came out and watched him because I thought my team was going to have to play them to get to state. And there's athletes everywhere. Yep. And we're going to talk to one because I'm going to get him on the next segment. In fact, because Gerald is got to leave at 11 o'clock because he's got a chance to talk to the Division I basketball program.
Correct. Yes.
And so were these kids playing football prior to you getting there? Or did you walk the hall and go, hey, come on, man, we need you?
Well, and I got to give Coach Mike Fink, you know, our athletic director, a ton of credit for this because
How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing excellent.
Tell him I said hello, please.
I will do that. You know, Mike, I worked with Mike for many years over at Kettle Moraine as his offensive line coach. And when he asked me to come to St. John's, I'm like, really, St. John's? I really, the only thing I knew about St. John's is when I was in high school, my parents used to threaten to send me there when I got in trouble.
So they talked about St. John's a lot,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They said, that's where you're going because, you know, you keep doing the things you're doing. But anyways, so I really didn't know a whole lot about St. John's. And he asked me to come over, and I went over and visited like you did and saw the campus and thought, wow, this is really cool. You know, there's no basketball players playing football. There was no they've got a Raiders program that's pretty well known for a military contest type deal, and none of those kids played football. So Mike spent a lot of energy getting to know the kids and talking to the basketball program and the other programs to get kids to come out for football. And that's been the biggest thing for our success, is because some of these basketball players last year and now this year are playing.
Boy, that's that makes a world of difference.
A world of difference.
You got athletes like,
you know,
Gerald,
Coach can
where you talk to. Oh, yeah.
It's all about athletes.
If you can get, yeah.
You know what's kind of nice about his situation is, as much of a challenge as a lot of the things that he's talking about is, it's unique. And the cool part with coaching is he's got a fresh canvas to paint.
Right.
And once you get these, I mean, that can be so rewarding, where in other places sometimes kids come in, they know more than you already. These guys are just want to learn, and then you got to coach them up, and that can be a struggle at the start. But by the time you get them done, what a rewarding process at the school.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, and there's not a lot of you know, like those youth programs you talked about. You know, when I was at Kettle Moraine and even Oconomowoc, that is seriously important to get a good program.
Sure.
I know Muskego's got a. I've worked with a lot of Muskego kids in our trench training, and they have a very good program. They come up, you know, year after year building what they're going to do. And it's hilarious to hear you say that they pass now, because all those old linemen that I worked with, they all said, we don't pass, coach, so we don't need to worry about pass protection. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, he doesn't want to pass. He just did it last night to see if he could do it and put it on tape for somebody to have to deal with. We called him Eric Krause last year when he threw five passes in the game, and he said, you'll never have to do that again. And they took home the gold ball. Right. Guys, we got to get to a break. Side of the break, we're going to have Gerald Gittins join us. He's got to leave at 11 o'clock, so I want him to talk to him about his days at St. John's. At 10:45, we're talking to Renee Lopez. She's an author of a book called Looking for a Full Ride. And she's wonderful. I had her on a show called Faith in the Zone that I do. And she is really good. And you're going to want to stick around and listen to that, especially if you're a high school student athlete looking to play at the next level. There's so many kids that think they should be getting full rides. She's got a lot of pretty good ideas for you on how that is. At 11:15, Troy Schaefer from MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com is going to come in studio, because I want to thank him for being a part of what we do here. At 11 o'clock, we will we'll talk to our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week and name our UW Credit Union Team of the Week as well. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by our local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Alongside my co-host, he's Ryan McMillan. He's the athletic director at Muskego. And in studio, we're talking St. John's Northwestern Military Academy with head coach Glenn Derby. And it's really nice to meet you in person, sir. And thank you very much for the time that you gave me this week on the phone and through text messages this morning. Also joined by slot receiver Gerald Gittins.
Yes.
Yep. It's nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
So are you a Milwaukee guy, or where'd you grow up?
I was born in New York.
Yeah?
Brooklyn.
How'd St. John's end up on your radar?
It was kind of by mistake. It was kind of like a workout that I did in New York. They came down looking for postgraduate type of players.
Okay.
And I went down just to see how I would do. And I ended up doing better than what I thought I was. And they said they wanted me to come down there to join the school.
Man, what an eye-opener for you as a freshman to come from New York to Delafield, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And to be on the military part of it. How difficult, Gerald, was that transition for you?
It was kind of tough. I mean, coming from a busy city to Delafield is kind of hard.
Yeah, Delafield, like, it's beautiful, but there's not a lot going on. Nobody will ever mistake Delafield for New York City. I'll tell you that much for sure. how many times that freshman year did you say to yourself, I want to go home?
Too many to count. Kind of like the first week, I was already over it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they just kept telling me to stick it out, so.
Are you happy you did?
Yeah, in the long run, yes.
You bet. Do you have any idea, and we'll talk about what's going to happen maybe next year for you. You love playing football. Is basketball your sport?
I would say that now. Before, it was mainly baseball throughout my 9th and 10th grade year.
Okay.
I was more of a baseball player than anything, but, I mean, I seen basketball was taking a better toll on me.
Yeah, and people started saying, hey, where are you going next year? There's an opportunity for you to continue in the military if that's what you want to do, correct?
Yes.
And basketball now is, there's some schools that are coming to you saying, hey, can you consider coming to see us, right?
Yes.
Loyola's one of them.
Yeah.
I had a kid years ago when I coached basketball at Dominican named J.R. Blount. And he had a chance to go to a lot of places, Gerald, and he picked Loyola. And I said, people are asking me, J.R., why Loyola? He said, have you ever been on the campus? I said, I haven't. He said, do you know a lot about it? I said, I don't. He said, it is a perfect place for me. It's close to here. Academics are tough. But when you graduate from Loyola, the world is your oyster. You could kind of pretty much do what you want to do. And I get a chance to play at a high level in Division I basketball. So that's exciting for you. Talk a little bit about this football team. Did you know coming in, because you're a senior, one of the leaders on this team, did you know that you guys had a chance to be pretty good this year?
I'm not going to say yes, but I'm not going to say no. I know that coming into this year, we was going to be okay, better than last year. I knew that for sure. But, throughout the summer, I was doing other things with basketball. So I was getting constant updates on that we got new players and people are better coming into this year. So when I got here and I seen the potential that we had, I knew that we were gonna go pretty far.
So in the off season, and coach, this is for you too. When school lets out, do they all go home then?
They, for the most part, they do. Yeah.
So the idea of getting together, sweat equity in the off season, getting in the weight room, doing all that stuff, that's another part of this thing that you guys do not have.
Exactly, and that's a frustrating part because we're trusting the kids to do it at home. And myself, knowing how I was, if I didn't have a coach there pushing me, it was very hard for me to motivate myself to work as hard as you really can. And so a lot of these kids come in, and we had a pretty tough training camp this year. And I told the kids, it's going to be the toughest thing you've ever done. And it was. And a lot of them, they got a lot out of it because they have never done anything like that before.
Gerald, when you came back, so you come back right at the beginning of the school year, right?
Yeah.
Is that, and you go to New York for the summer.
Yeah.
And then that first practice, and as he talked about the training camp, you guys get closer. Look, as a basketball team, when you start hating the coach because he's running you too hard, he's working you too hard, that you come together as a team because that's the common denominator. Boy, what a jerk. Why is he doing this to us? But that brings you a little bit closer.
Yeah, for sure.
Seniors leading this team?
Yes. There's many seniors, and also it's a couple underclassmen that have been you know, giving us motivation and courage to keep going.
Yeah, and playing.
Yeah.
And playing. Man, this is good stuff, Coach. When you have a kid like Jared, why did you not play your sophomore year, by the way?
Well, after my freshman year, we didn't do so well with the football. And also, you know, I wanted to see how well I could do with basketball, if I could focus on one. So I took a year off, you know, focused on the one sport that I was looking to play. And I did much better that year. You know, that's the year I kind of, you know, found out that basketball could be, you know.
You popped onto the scene at that point. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, so. Again, coaching at Martin Luther, we kept an eye on you guys because we're in the same regional and stuff. And we played, I watched you play in a preseason tournament over at New Berlin West.
Yeah.
And we were right next to you, and I was there taking some notes just in case we were going to play you guys. And I thought, ooh, okay, this kid's pretty good. Who is this kid? So and there's a number of guys on the basketball team. You went to him and said, come on back.
Personally, I didn't. Coach Fink did. And you know that when he came on, Gerald and a couple other guys that came on from the basketball team, they really didn't have any idea how to play football. They didn't know how to run with the ball. You know, they were just gifted. And the thing with Gerald, I'm amazed, and I keep telling him this, that his potential is really untapped. I mean, once this kid gets into a strength and conditioning program, whether it's baseball, basketball, or football, he can go very, very far. I mean, he's got some natural ability that I haven't seen at a lot of schools.
He catches the ball pretty well?
Catches the ball outstanding, and he has that knack where he can find that opening, and once he hits the hole, he's got a burst, you know, which is really nice to see. And you can't, you know, Coach, you know, you can't really train that. That's something that's natural.
You know, he told me in the conference room, you didn't see him, he said, could you tell the coach to throw me the ball a little bit more?
Yeah, he likes to get the ball.
Gerald never said that to me. I'm just kidding.
Well, he said it to me last night, so I wouldn't surprise it.
Yeah, maybe they should throw it to you a little bit more, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
You're open all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, every receiver thinks they're open all the time. Coach, when playoffs are coming, did you guys make the playoffs last year?
We did not. We won two games last year. Yeah.
Okay. Quite a turnaround. So this will be, as a head coach, your first seeding meeting?
Correct.
And you're going to have to explain the record?
Correct.
You're going to have to do that. And it's the first time in a while this team the school has gone to the playoffs in football, I would think.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's been since the 80s, but I'm not positive.
Trayvon Hughes days, probably?
Yeah, I think they did pretty well with him. Yeah. What year was he? Do you know? Do you remember?
I'll look it up.
He was early 2000s.
He was early
2000s. Yeah, so that might have been. It might have been the 2000s.
I think I'm pretty sure they made the playoffs then. I know basketball.
He lives out in Oconomowoc, by the way. Trayvon does. He's back in the area. His son plays baseball. My daughter are in the same league.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, his son's pretty good too.
He comes to some of our games. Yeah, he's a big supporter of ours.
Man, yeah, he was fun to watch. And mm-hmm. Do these guys know how good he was? I mean, did Trayvon Hughes, does that name mean much to you?
I know a little bit of him. I mean, as you walk into our basketball gym, you know, we have records on the wall, and he pretty much holds two-thirds of the records. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's known in our school, but, you know, we never got to physically watch him.
Well, I'll tell you, if you YouTube him every once in a while, because he was really fun to watch.
Special.
And
yeah.
As a basketball guy, he had some moxie to him. You know what, he would tell you what he was going to do to you, and then he'd do it, you know, and in a respectful way. But he was really good. It's good to have St. John's Northwestern Military Academy in the conversation when it comes to playoffs. I think that's a good place for you guys to be, and to try to get through level one, through level two. What division will you guys be?
I believe we're going to be five.
You'll be five.
Yeah, and we have a lot less kids, but since we're all boys, they bump us up a deal.
How many kids in the school?
I think there's 190.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to look. Yeah, Division Five. Man, you have no idea. And there's not that many Division Five schools, so you have no idea where the WI is going to send you.
Sure.
So you can go anywhere. You could go to one of these schools with these big farm boys, or you could, you know.
He could be on the road for 2 hours for a city meeting, too. That's the other thing, is depending on the bracket you get dropped into.
Yeah, and you're not going to know till 3 o'clock in the morning,
right?
You know, the morning before. If you wake up, you can take a look at it. Man, hey, do you play defense as well?
Yes, I'm the safety.
So you go both ways? Yeah, special teams, you get off the field?
No.
No.
I'm not on kickoff, but I'm on kickoff return.
Man, and that's it. That's the time that you get a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
You scored any touchdowns this year?
Yes, I scored a couple.
Yeah?
Quite a few.
You just hand the ball to the ref then, because you pretend you've done there before, right?
Yeah.
He's seen the end zone quite a few times.
Has he? Yes. I'm going to look up. I've got his stats right here. I'm going to find those stats. What's going on at 11 o'clock today?
We have a basketball workout with a couple colleges, maybe two.
Okay.
So
have you gotten any offers yet?
No, I have zero.
Not yet?
No.
They're coming?
I hope.
How are the grades, by the way?
They're doing much better than my previous years, you know. My first 2 years, I didn't do too well, but my junior year and senior year so far has been outstanding, so.
Good for you.
You should tell them why your grades weren't so good.
Yeah, so first 2 years, you know, I wasn't really too fond of St. John's, you know. I didn't really want to be there that well, so. You know, I was trying to find a way just to even escape there, you know, and kind of, you know, find a new school or some sort. But, you know, after my parents kept telling me, you know, it's a better place. Like, you know, you just got to, you know, buy into it. And I spoke to a bunch of coaches and, you know, relatives. They're like, you know, you have a good thing coming. What you have to do is just work there. So my junior year, you know, I bought in and, you know, I'm seeing a lot of success from there now.
I think that's important to say because I think the thing is with a lot of these kids and a lot of kids in general, they don't understand the whole process of why school's important, what they need to do, and they're going through it, you know, you have all kinds of things going on in your head, but that speaks to Gerald's potential. You know, the sky's the limit for this
kid. Look, he's at 14 years old.
Right.
He's figuring out maybe the way to get back home is to have him throw me out.
Right.
You know what? If I don't take care of my grades, maybe I can get back to New York.
Exactly.
And his parents saying, look, talking to him now, I know that he wishes he could go back to freshman year and take care of freshman and sophomore year the way he's taking care of junior. Now he's going to take care of senior year. You can't go back. But, you know, it's pretty cool that he said, look, once I finally bought in, was there a moment where you said, okay, this is a good place for me and I need to take care of this stuff?
I mean, it wasn't necessarily a moment. But it was more of me coming to, you know, my senses. Like, after my sophomore year, you know, I had a good basketball season. And that's probably where I first spoke to my first college coach. And, I mean, I told him, like, my grade-wise, he was like, you know, we can't really do nothing with you.
Right.
So that's kind of where I was like, you know, I need to
take care of it.
Take care of business.
And, in fact, 10:45, and I'm glad she's coming on at 10:45 because I'm going to have you and two other guys from St. John's. I'm going to put you in a different room so you can hear Renee Lopez. She's an author. She's a former coach, soccer coach, but she wrote a book called Looking for a Full Ride that just came out here this week. And she's got some really good points for people that are looking to play at the next level. And I'm going to have you listen to her. I'm going to keep you on. I'm going to bring the other two cadets up to the microphone for a segment. And then I'll get the coach and my co-host back. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We've kicked out Glenn Derby. He's the head coach at St. John's. We've kicked out my co-host, the AD at Muskego, Ryan McMillan. We're talking nothing but football players from St. John's Northwestern Military Academy. We've already talked to Gerald Gittins because he's got to get out of here at 11 o'clock. The other two guys are going to stick around for a while. Ricardo Barnes, sir, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm good. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, sir.
And Rolf Mijan.
Hello, sir. Nice to meet you.
It's pretty close, right?
Yeah.
It's really close. Hey, so Ricardo, where are you from?
I'm from California.
Yeah, what part?
The Bay Area, San Francisco.
How'd you end up in Delafield, Wisconsin?
Funny story. I actually had some issues back at home. So later... when I came back to the house, my grandpa had three brochures from three different military schools, and he said, you have 2 days, pick it. You have pick one of the three schools, and you're heading there for the next 3 years of your life. So,
good move for you? Were you going down the wrong path?
I was, and it the school was a good fit for me after I bit into the system.
Yeah.
But this wasn't my first choice.
I bet not.
I wanted, so me and my family weren't really good on good terms with each other.
Yeah.
So there was one out in South Carolina, Camden's Military Academy.
Okay.
Which I decided, heck, it's the furthest away from my family, so yep. I might as well go over there and, you know, stay away from them. But then my grandma accidentally enrolled me, so
I saw the air quotes. This is radio, Ricardo. Nobody but me saw it. So your grandmother made the right choice.
Yes, she made it, and I'm glad she did, too.
Man, I'm sure you've hugged her and thanked her for that. Yes? You will one day.
Yeah.
You will one day. Hey, Ralph, where are you from?
I'm from Mexico.
What part of Mexico?
Mexico City.
And how'd you end up in Delafield, Wisconsin?
So it was quite a funny story because I was looking to play in a football team here in the U.S. and to have a new experience for me, you know, in the outside from Mexico. And right now in Mexico, there's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
So my parents decided me to be looking for school. So I entered into a program to, you know, prepare myself to go outside and, you know, see what schools to enroll. And I saw the military school, and I was like, oh.
Man, that's perfect. Well, you didn't think it was perfect for you at that point, right?
Yeah, so I just saw, and, like, I keep on, like, saw what the school have, the great facilities that they have.
They do, yeah.
The you know, leadership program, and military stuff, you know. So I keep in contact with the school, and a nice guy, Mr. Perez, he introduced me to school. I talked with him. He told me all the stuff that the school's gone. So I just applied on it, and I just came here.
Hey, Ralph, had you played football before?
Yes.
In Mexico, you had?
Yeah.
Okay, and you, different style, different, or is it, you guys, in the high school that you played in Mexico or the grade school, similar to playing football here?
Yes, like in Mexico, like there's like football in Mexico, that's one of big stuff. Like, not, it's not like here in the U.S. that like almost every high school got a football program,
right?
But like the football teams are like private, you know, you have to pay to go,
okay?
And that's fun.
Are you a senior?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
Ricardo, you're a senior?
Yes, I am.
So do you guys know what's going on next year yet? Do you know, are you going back home? Are you going to continue your career in the military? What's your thought, Ricardo?
As of right now, I am trying to apply to West Point. So that is one of my goals. But if not, then either a school that wants me for football or Pepperdine University in California.
Okay. So you kind of got the path and figured out what you want to do. When do you find out if you've been accepted at West Point? When does that happen, do you think?
I would figure they would give me a call between like January and February.
Okay.
Calling me to say you've been accepted or you've been denied.
You know what? I tell you, your grandmother, if that happens, she's going to be going, look at what I've done for you. You better give her a hug at that point. Well, how about you?
So I'm planning to, like, what I want to do is to stay here in the U.S. to study in college. My goal is, like, to play in a, like, D1 school program.
To play football.
Or, you know, play football and have, like, a great education.
What position do you play?
I'm right guard.
You're right guard? How about you?
Linebacker and center.
Yeah, what do you like? But you're the center.
Yes, I am.
You don't mind hitting people?
No, yeah. I don't.
You've never minded that? What do you like better, offense or defense?
Defense.
Because you get to hit people, right?
Yes, exactly.
Ralph, what position do you play again? Right guard?
Right guard and defensive tackle.
What do you like better?
I like both ways.
Yeah?
Like, I just like to do my stuff. I really enjoy playing football.
Hey, Gerald, you like to split out and get out of the way where these guys are doing all the grunt work, right?
Yes, yeah.
Man, that's awesome. School-wise, Ralph, how was it a difficult transition for you academically?
Yeah, because, you know, in Mexico, we had, like, just one class in English, and, like, changing here, like, every class in English, and so having, like, it, at the start was difficult for me to adapt into this system, but after that, like, I've been doing good. Like,
yeah.
I learn fast. I'm a fast learner. So
Ricardo, how about you? You got to stay close to the microphone, Ralph, if you can. Ricardo, how about you? How was school?
The transition from my old school. So I had my freshman year at my old school, and it was a lot easier due to the fact that we actually had a designated time for study hours.
Okay.
Where we could actually do our homework. So I actually brought my grades up. I increased it a lot, so I was really happy about that.
Were you guys surprised at all at the story I told about me driving?
No.
Not at all.
You guys all looked at each other and giggled when I was telling the story.
Yeah.
And I'm telling, like, it's the only time it's ever happened. Like, but you're not surprised that these young guys walked in front of the car and I'm sure they were senior, that put his hand up and said, "I got this," and took these guys back. It wasn't a big deal for me. I have to wait for kids all the time, but not there.
No, we're at St. John's, we sort of tell them that, you know, common courtesy, you know, don't walk in front of a car or open the door for gentlemen, ladies,
yeah.
You know, to just be courteous for them.
Gerald, not to cut on New York or anything, but, you know, there's nobody's flipping you off at St. John's because they walk. You know, it is a different animal. Let me ask you two guys before we get to a break, and we're going to bring you guys back, but I got to get Gerald out of here in a little bit. Did you know, Ricardo, that this team had a chance to be pretty good this year?
I did, but I was very skeptical about it.
Okay, that's honest. Ralph, how about you?
I'm not gonna say yes or no,
right.
But it was like a two-road way. So, like, I'm a good friend with the head coach.
Yeah,
and he told me he's gonna bring people, and like I trust in him. So, like, I'm really amazed with what the team has done.
Man, it's look, you guys got people talking, and I don't know the last time this is what I do. And I don't know the last time when people said, "Look, if you get a chance, you need to go see that St. John's team." I'm like, I hear that. Football? Really? They're like, "Yeah. If you get a chance, go out and watch these boys play because you're going to be impressed with it." I'm gonna have you guys go into the studio next here because I want you to listen to Coach Renee Lopez. She's an author of a book called Looking for a Full Ride that all three of you, I really want you to listen to some of the things that she says because you're going to gain some really valuable knowledge into all this. She met with a ton of coaches all over the country from Division I to II to III to NAIA to Christian schools and talked about what they're looking for when they're going to offer somebody a scholarship, and she's going to be able to share that stuff with us on the other side of the break. Gerald, I'll say goodbye to you before you leave, but for our listeners, you know, I appreciate you coming in.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, good luck the rest of the way football-wise.
Yeah.
And before we go, really quickly, your favorite memory of being part of St. John's football?
It's probably one day in practice. You know, it was a tough day in school, a bunch of stuff going on. Everybody came back, you know, in a pissy attitude. So it was a bunch of fights that, you know, not physically, but like verbally,
yeah.
You know, pushing that happened in the locker room. But, you know, that probably, we went out for practice, you know, squashed everything and probably had the best practice we had for the whole year.
Came together as a team.
Yes.
That it's amazing what happens and what brings that. It's really nice to meet you. I think
nice
I appreciate
you
your time. You guys, I'm going to, again, put you in the studio next to us as we get to Coach Renee Lopez on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz.
Your girl's doing good.
High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside the athletic director at Muskego High School, Ryan McMillan, head football coach at St. John's Northwestern Military Academy, Glenn Derby, and three of his student athletes that are in a different studio listening to our next guest. Because all three coaches have said, "Look, I want to play football at the next level." All three of them.
Correct.
And this book that Renee Lopez has written is going to be so valuable for guys like us and student athletes like the three guys that we're listening It just came out. It's ready. You can go on ReneLopez.com to buy this book. It's called Looking for a Full Ride. Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Good morning. Great to hear from you.
It's so good to talk to you again. And Renee has been on one of my other shows called Faith in the Zone and shared a really strong testimony and a servant leadership heart and a willingness to help kids as they go down this journey of trying to play at the next level. And it's a valuable book because of the amount of research that she has done. And again, I would highly recommend this. I've looked at it. I've got a copy that's coming in the mail that I can't wait to get. Hey, Coach, how long did it take you to put this all the information that you needed together for this book?
Well, you know, it's been definitely a long process, a long journey. We've actually interviewed 65 college coaches and athletic directors, all different levels. The SEC and the ACC to junior colleges and Division III's, Division II's, NAIs. There were 65 college coaches and athletic directors from 19 different sports. And so about 2.5 years is what it took for us. Obviously, I was a college coach for 14 years, and I also was an NCAA compliance director. So I kind of took a lot of my experience to put together and getting the interviews and being able to really present an insider's recruiting guide. And so the idea is we wanted to present the information from the perspective of college coaches to advise kids on what they should be doing in order to get themselves seen and to be able to find a scholarship.
Hey, Coach, Glenn, you played at Wisconsin.
I did.
You were at Oconomowoc. So that recruiting process, you know, you're a Division I college football player. The majority of kids that want to play at the next level are not Division I college football players. And I don't know of a better guide than what Renee has done, because I've looked at a number of transcripts on her book here to give kids, 95% of the kids that aren't Division I and where colleges are chasing them, saying, hey, take our full ride. No, take our full ride. If you want to play at the next level and you need kind of some information on how to go about doing that. Part of this, you know, she says, look, student athletes need to understand the number of student athletes who contact colleges in a given week. You have to find ways to stand out from the crowd in your initial email and your recruiting event. Nowadays, Coach, they look at everything, social media and all that. And Renee's really put together all that information on what are the do's and don'ts of this. Renee, during this process and this journey of writing this book, again, it's called Looking for a Full Ride, were there some surprises that popped in for you as far as what they look for when colleges recruit?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if it was necessarily a surprise because I did recruiting myself for so many years. But I think more of the consistency of coming from so many schools and coaches and athletic directors saying, yeah, there's a lot of talented athletes out there, and yeah, they have good students. But the reality is the make or break for most kids is things that are their character and how do they deal with adversity, as well as what do they do on social media, as we all know. And the idea is that many of these people don't realize that the impact that their decisions off the field actually make on a recruiter just cross them off a list. And that's so sad because so many athletes have great opportunities, but they don't even realize they were even on a list of a coach because they got crossed off because of things they did off the field or you know, on social media, things like that. So, you know, I think it's the amount of coaches who came to me saying that part, as well as the idea is that college coaches want to hear from the student athletes. They don't want to hear from parents. And they want the student athletes to initiate the process. And I think that was a resounding common theme I kept having when I started interviewing many of these coaches, for sure.
You know, it's interesting because I'm now a retired basketball coach, 36 years coaching. And I would tell these kids, look, when somebody comes to watch you play, when a college basketball coach comes to watch you play, he or she knows already that you can play, or they wouldn't take the time to come watch, and they come 20 minutes before game time because they want to know how you're going to warm up, how you're going to initiate contact with people in the crowd, if you're goofing around, if you're serious, if you're going to talk to the coach, if he talks to you, how, you know, all of that other stuff, Renee, and this book is something that you address with all of that, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of it is including that we speak about is leadership characteristics as well as the nonverbals that go on, but also how are you dealing with adversity? So when an official makes a bad call, how do you respond? Because we want to make sure that you're going to respond positively if you're playing for our college team as, you know, college coaches. That's what we're looking at and saying, okay, well, we're all going to have setbacks in games or competitions, whatever it may be, whatever sport you're in. Is the idea you're going to have setbacks. Well, how do you respond to it? And college coaches are really looking for kids that can handle adversity in a positive way and use it as something to propel them forward in the middle of a match. Or maybe it's, you know, maybe they get a setback and getting a not so great grade on their chemistry test.
Right.
Things like that. But the idea of how do we help them push forward? And I think that's really a big characteristic that college coaches are looking for as well in their leadership to be able to help lead others in those type situations as well.
Hey, in the book, and we're talking to author Renee Lopez, and again, you can check her out, ReneeLopez.com. You can order the book. It's now available to be ordered. And I would recommend to coaches, I don't know if Renee's going to give any kind of volume discounts, but if I was, you know, still coaching, I would look to buy 15, 20, 30 of these books to be able to hand out to my seniors to say, look, you continually tell me that you want to play at the next level. You know what? Here's a way for you to stand out. Because on the top of this book, it says how to quadruple your chances at an athletic scholarship because she's done all the work for you. Renee, again, 2.5 years of getting all this work done to be able to put it into one book to say, look, if you want to, if you're looking to play at Division I, II, III, NAIA, Christian schools, this really gives you a chance to kind of step out and be ahead of the game. Renee, if and we only have a few more minutes, what is the most, when people are going to pick up the book, what do you think the best information for parents and student athletes to be able to stand out is?
Well, that's a great question. I do want to clarify, you gave out the wrong website address, so I want to make sure we clarify that. It's rlopezcoaching.com, rlopezcoaching.com, or you can find the book at lookingforafullride.com. I think you mentioned a different website.
No, I said ReneeLopez.com. I'm sorry, it's rlopez.com.
rlopezcoaching.com.
Boy, I am messaging back and forth. How did I not get that? Boy, you gave it to me three times. That's on me. I'm sorry.
No worries. But the book title is Looking for a Full Ride. You can also find that on my website, too. But I'm sorry. Go back to your question. You know, I think the idea is, you know, I think in order to separate yourself as an athlete, you know, I think you have to start the process early. A lot of kids think, let's just wait till their senior year. And more schools want to know who you are earlier in the process. And I recommend during freshman and sophomore years of high school, if it's something you're interested in doing, to be able to send out some video clips to coaches, just get on their radar, go to some camps, things like that, to be able to stand out. But also making sure that you're sending emails every couple of weeks, every couple of months, depending on when you are in that age group. And just even if you don't get responses back from the coaches, just keep contacting them, be on their radar so they know who you are. And then you can translate the process down the road. And so, you know, but obviously my book will help you guys through that and walk you through every single part of the process from A to Z. And would love for you guys to check that out. Again, looking for a full ride.
rlopezcoaching.com. The thing about rlopezcoaching.com is, for me, what caught me this morning was the amount of blogs that she had with really, really good information on that. rlopezcoaching.com. Go to the blog section. And there's a number of really good blogs. The name of the book is Looking for a Full Ride. Again, author Renee Lopez. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I would love to have you back on in a few weeks to then start talking about some of the basketball players in this area and give them an idea on what the book offers them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to help influence kids.
You bet. rlopezcoaching.com. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we are going to talk with our team of the week. We're hoping to talk to our coach from our
team.
We're
going to try.
We're going to try. We're also going to talk to our pick and save student athlete of the week. I want to thank Coach Lopez again. It's rlopezcoaching.com and Gerald Gittins, who came in studio and he's heading out. I want to thank him as well. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local pick and save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's love, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fans High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Well, welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host, he's the athletic director at Muskego. He's Ryan McMillan, head football coach at St. John's Northwestern Military Academy. He's Glenn Derby. Well, I'll tell you, that book that Rene Lopez has written is going to be so valuable. What a guide, you know, for kids and parents and grandparents that are looking for kids to play at the next level.
Yeah, outstanding. There's a lot of that stuff needed right now because there's a lot of misinformation running around.
A ton. And, you know, kids are always thinking, well, they should be calling me. They should be reaching out to me. Or how come my coach isn't? Look, she says, look, you got to be able to go after this yourself sometimes. One of the parts of her website, she basically says, look, this is the type of email you should send. You know what? Do it professionally. If you're not quite sure how, then find somebody who can help you and do it professionally. So it's not, you know, the words aren't spelled wrong. You're not putting bad any kind of film up there unless it highlights you to be able to play at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, she obviously has done her homework and she's got a lot of great experiences behind her. So it will be good to see. She's got some energy, too. You can tell that as well.
Yeah. No, she has a lot. She's not happy with me that I got that website wrong.
It's all good. She corrected you, so it's all right.
Hey, we're going off the grid a little bit on this next one.
What team stood out from the rest? What team took their game to another level on the field, court, or in their community?
Because these are my streets.
Let's find out who is this week's UW Credit Union Team of the Week. UW Credit Union, for secure mobile banking that's easy to use. Join UW Credit Union.
So, UW Credit Union, we pick a team of the week. In the first 6 weeks, we've been picking football teams.
Yep.
And when we went to them and pitched them this idea, I said, look, we're going to pick, you know, other sports as well. And first 6 weeks, we picked football teams. This week, we're going off the grid a little bit. And I came to you and said, look, I've been doing some research, and the girls' tennis team is awfully good by you.
Absolutely. First time school history. They won the sectional. They're going to team state. And what's their record? Something like 21-1 or something, undefeated in the class gate. And
So the most difficult part of this has been getting the coach to come on. Sue, congratulations. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Hey,
thank you.
You bet. So our UW Credit Union Team of the Week is the girls' tennis team at Muskego High School. Hey, Coach, did you know coming into this year that you guys had a chance to be this good?
You know, I wasn't sure we were going to be this good. I knew we were going to be very good, and, of course, we have to see how we matched up against other teams. But I had high hopes. I'm not sure I really thought we might make it to team state, but I had high hopes for the team.
Coach, talk a little bit about some of the individuals on your team. You know, who plays one, who plays two?
Okay. Elizabeth Sobieski, who is a sophomore, plays number one for us. Michelle Pan is number two. Christina Pan is number three in singles. That singles lineup is really incredible. They have they lost four matches between those three girls all season. So they're just pulling in wins and wins game after game.
Boy, that's awesome. How long have you coached tennis?
I've been at Muskego for 18 years.
Man, good for you. You know, that's awesome. How healthy is the program? Do you have a lot of girls that are playing?
Well, we got a fantastic program. I think we had close to 70 girls in the program. We had so many girls, we actually had to divide them up into teams between a varsity, two JV teams, and a freshman team.
Sue, there are other tennis coaches throughout the state that listen to this show that are shaking their head going, oh, man, I wish I had problems like that. You know, I really do. Good for you to build such a good program and have kids develop. This sophomore, Elizabeth, who's only a sophomore, that's a little unusual to have a team as good as your team and have a sophomore leading it, right?
Yeah, and she also has a twin sister, Lauren Sobieski, who is also our one doubles player. And she and Maddie Taboyak are our number one doubles team, and they are undefeated. So we are really proud of them as well.
Hey, so I've always wanted to ask this question. I hope it doesn't sound like a stupid question, but are there kids that are just their skill set is better to be a doubles player, or do you take really good singles players and teach them how to play to be doubles players?
Usually, you can teach them to be doubles players, but usually a doubles player has to be very aggressive at the net. That's almost a natural thing. So as a coach, we kind of look at those kids who are just naturally want to get to the ball and put it away. So you can learn it, but it's much better if you kind of have that innate drive to crush the ball.
I always thought I'd be a better doubles player because I don't have to run as much. I'm slow, and I could let my partner take all the long balls and stuff like that. So, yeah,
you got to run down a little bit too. No. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
I want my doubles players both at the net. So if a ball goes over, you got to run.
Maybe singles or doubles. Is there a thing that I could have two other partners? Could we play triples or something? Hey, Sue, I can't wait to send the people from UW Credit Union. What's going to happen? I don't know when. When is the state tournament?
The state tournament is, I don't have that in front of me.
So Friday, 25th of October is team.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, don't have that in front of me. Friday the 25th.
That's why we have the AD from Muskego sitting there.
That's team state will be there. And, I'm really excited about this team and to be there first time ever. Hey. And to knock out two of the legends who usually, are the sectional champs in this, which is Whitefish Bay and Nicolet. And I think ever since I've been coaching, it's usually been one of those two teams who have won the sectional. So it's kind of nice
for
us to step in there.
Hey, Sue, you guys practice this upcoming week? Do you guys practice right after school?
Yeah, we practice right after school. We probably will be doing a lot of indoor practicing now. It's getting kind of cold and windy, and especially the individual state and the state tournament is played in Madison at the Nielsen Tennis Center, and that's an indoor facility. So it plays a little bit different when you're used to playing in the wind. The ball kind of, bounces one way. So we're going to be probably taking the kids indoors this week. Play next week as well.
Sue, what I'll do is reach out to you early next week, and what we do is we've got a beautiful trophy for you, courtesy of UW Credit Union and our friends at Ideal Logos and Awards, and we will have somebody from UW Credit Union, either myself or Chris Kovatovic, who's a sales guy here, will come to one of your practices. And we'll take all of about 3 minutes to just say congratulations to you, your staff, and your team, and drop off this beautiful trophy from UW Credit Union. Congratulations on being our team of the week.
Oh, thank you so much. We are very touched by that, and I'm sure that the team will be very, very proud and appreciative.
Sue, thanks for picking your phone up.
Okay.
Because I know that was maybe an issue, so you did great. Sue, you did great.
I'm the one that used to hide in the back when there was a speech to be given.
Well, you know what? On the phone, no worries. I'm 100% Irish, Sue. My last name is McGivern, which means I'll talk enough for both of us. No worries there. Absolutely.
Okay.
And McMillan doesn't mind talking either.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet, Sue. Thank you very much. Boy, that's awesome.
Hey, she's a modest lady, as you can tell. Like, she got here 18 years ago, and they told her, talk about giving her that beautiful trophy from UW Credit Union. She went over to her trophy cabinet, and there's nothing in it. Like, they said, here's your trophy cabinet. She's looking, like, which one? And she looked at it, and there's other stuff in it. There's no tennis stuff in it.
Oh, man.
And so she's like, this is mine? She's like, yeah. So then she started working on it, and her assistant, Rick Hayes, one of the most loyal, salt-of-the-earth type people, the two of them together, have been steady through this whole thing, and they just slowly built it over time.
So who is this week's Student Athlete of the Week? Who's making a difference in their community, in their classroom, and on the court? Let's meet the Pick and Save High School Student Athlete of the Week, brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores.
where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
So Glenn Derby, head football coach at St. John's Northwestern Military Academy, asked you to get me a Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. He said, look, I got a number of people that we could give that award to. We got some kids that take care of their business in the classroom and on the field. And Donnie Austin was a kid that you said, you know, this is the kid I think that we should probably celebrate what he's doing. So we've made a phone call out to Donnie. He's joining us right now. Hey, Donnie, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. So your coach puts you up for an award that we do every week here called the Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. And first and foremost, congratulations on winning that award this week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, talk
about it without the team.
That's awesome. Talk about the motivation for you to be such a good student athlete, to take care of your business in the classroom. Where did that come from?
Just, you know, studying. Like, if I don't study, then if I'm not getting the good grades that I'm supposed to be getting, I won't be able to play on the field. And if I can't play on the field, I can't put it all out there for my team.
Right. Well, so you understand that it's not your right to play football. It's a privilege. You earn the privilege by taking care of your business in the classroom. Donnie, where are you from originally?
I'm from Heartland.
All right. So a little bit different. Not from Mexico, New York City, or California like our other guys.
Yeah, no.
No. And so your parents get to come out and watch you play football?
Yeah, all the time. They're there every game.
Boy, that's awesome. What, your favorite subject?
Math.
Do you know what's going on for you next year yet?
Yeah, I know that I'm going to be coming back to St. John's. Hopefully just, you know, building on this atmosphere that Coach Derby and Coach Mike Fink are putting around us.
Man, that's good. Hey, here's what as our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week, I'm going to get your phone number from Coach. And you and I and maybe some of your teammates, and we'll invite your family as well, we'll meet at the closest Pick and Save to the school, which I think is in Delafield. And I have a beautiful plaque for you. We'll get pictures of you and your coaches and family, and it'll go on our website, and it'll go on Pick and Save's Facebook page, because we really celebrate young student athletes. And Donnie Austin, you are our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. Congratulations.
Thank you. Is the team allowed to come with? Because, like I said before, you know, can have done it without them.
100%. Yeah, we're going to invite all of them. And any of them that can – yeah, if they can get off campus and they can head over to that Pick and Save, I'd like to get them all there. Donnie, I really would. Yeah,
I would really like that.
Hey, Coach, think about what he just said.
Yes.
He didn't say about – he said, hey, what time can I get my award? What time can I get my plaque? What time do you want to take pictures of me? His first question – was, can my team come with me?
That's awesome. And I think that's some of the things that we're trying to instill in the kids to, you know, that it is a team game. And with the team, we can go a lot further than individuals. And he's doing I'm not a stats guy. I'm an offensive lineman. So, you know, I don't know a lot about stats. But I know Donnie's close to 1,000 yards, and he's got a ton of touchdowns. And he always talks about his line. And as a lineman, I had some great backs, and I loved whenever they said, you know, I couldn't have done it without my line. And I think those are the kinds of kids that we want in the sports and in all the athletics.
Ryan, how impressive is that? First, not the question of you know, me. It's, all right, I'll meet you over there, but I got to bring my boys with me.
Super impressive. I think I've been with you now for 3 years doing the show, and that's the first time I've heard anything like that. And he didn't even let you, like, lead him to that.
No.
He took it right there, and that's a strong advocate. I like it.
He didn't even know we were calling him 5 minutes ago. He didn't. I finally said, hey, I need that kid's number, and thank goodness that one of the boys had his number. Hey, Donnie, I'll be in touch this week. I really appreciate your time, and we'll get over to the Pick and Save, and I'll shake your hand and hand that plaque off. We lost Donnie, so that's what we'll do.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for doing that.
Yes.
And you and I will make sure that you guys, and if some of these boys can join him, it sounds like he would enjoy that.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Troy Schaefer, MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com, is in studio. I want to thank him. He's a presenting sponsor of our Friday Night Scoreboard show. And there's a lot of stuff that we do here that we couldn't do without a great partner like Troy Schaefer at MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. So we're going to thank him. On the other side of the break, this is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by our local pick and save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local pick and save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Ryan McMillan. He's the AD at Muskego and my co-host. Also joined by the head football coach at St. John's Northwestern Military Academy, former Badger, former New Orleans Saints, Packers. He is Glenn Derby. We're also joined by a true partner of a lot of the stuff that I do here. And I can't thank Troy Schaefer and the people at MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com more. Troy, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
How you been?
I've been awesome, man. Yeah. How you been?
Good. Family's good?
Family's great.
Man, daughter's just gorgeous.
Oh, she's growing up way too quick.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, you know what? Again, we're Facebook friends, so I get a chance to see. And I'll tell you what, she has... She's the twinkle in your eye. She could take your car right now if she wanted.
Oh, yeah. She's out right now. Driving down Highway 100, missing barrels.
How old is she?
She's four.
She's four. 4 years old, but man, I'll tell you
what. That's awesome.
She's got those eyes, and she's just, she looks a lot like his wife, who's beautiful, and she's just a.
Thank God it doesn't look like me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that because you're a sponsor,
I can admit it.
You're a sponsor. Hey, let's talk, and I want to thank you. You are the presenting sponsor of the Friday Night Scoreboard Show, where I get 21, 22, 23 guys at different games. We gear them up with gear from MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com, and you are the presenting sponsor of that show. And I wanted to just have you come in and say thank you for that, and then talk a little bit about your business. I told these two guys prior to me putting you on the air that I have, because of my background, I've worked with companies for a long time that do with what you do. And I've never stayed with anybody as long as I've stayed with you. So we're like dating, man. And and I'll tell you the reason why. One, because you're local, you're right here. Two, that you guys are always on time, you're very competitive price-wise, and everything is done correctly. Like, I don't think once I've ever had to send anything back. And so I really appreciate how hard you guys work.
Oh, we appreciate working with you. We've been together, what, 7, 8 years?
Yeah, yep.
And we started in 06, and we started in the basement, my partner Ross and I, and we just kind of started slinging T-shirts, you know, out of duffel bags and down at Miller Park and that kind of thing, and kind of grew and got a customer base, and you guys really helped legitimize the business when we got rolling. And now we've moved in. We're out in Franksville. We do all kinds of projects, from landscapers, different kinds of businesses, schools. We can help with online e-commerce sales.
You could help with military academies.
Military academies, yeah.
I'm just saying, Glenn.
Coach Fink, here we go.
Here we go, Coach. Yeah, Fink, you know what? Yeah, you're getting a call from me and Troy Schaefer, you know, sometime next week. There was a while there that you were like, hey, look, we'll do small jobs, we'll do big jobs. At this point now, you're 25 pieces, 50 pieces and above?
Yeah, we're anywhere. Give us a holler for any project you got.
Okay.
I'll try and walk you through it and do my best I can to point you in the right direction, and we can do everything from design and all that. Doesn't matter really how small. But, you know, wheelhouse is somewhere between 24 pieces to a couple thousand. All in house, got an auto and a couple manuals, digital printing, and no job's really too small. Give me a holler and I'll do my best to point you in the right direction.
You go to MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. Again, his name is Troy Schaefer, and this is the guy that if you have any questions, you have any ideas for him, you do. Let's talk about booster clubs, churches, schools, events, construction companies, remodelers. All of that is kind of your wheelhouse, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We can help you design a logo. Go ahead and give me a call. We can turn it around within, you know, 7 to 10 days. Whatever you're looking for a business, it's really what you're doing. You're wearing an advertisement for your own business or booster club or school or what have you.
And, or military academy.
Or military academy, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, come on, man. I got it. You know, Coach Fink's listening.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Troy Schaefer, MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. Hey, Troy, when this time of year, busy time for you?
It's starting to wind down. It was we've had a really great season between St. Paddy's Day and Halloween is usually pretty packed up, and then it kind of fades off. January, February, a little bit slower, but yeah, we've had a great year and a lot of great people.
Boy,
and really,
I can't
really
thank you enough for the partnership that you show me and show us here at Entercom, from the golf outing to the high school stuff and everything in between. You know, I understand that our on-air people every once in a while, you know, get you involved in some projects.
Oh yeah, it's just a good time.
Yeah, kind of. I shake my head and walk away from some of it. That's the youngest people I do. You go ahead and do what you got to do. But you guys get pretty creative on some of the stuff that you do, and that's pretty cool. You have fun doing this.
Oh yeah, it's a blast. It's like I say, we meet great people like you, Mike.
Yeah,
I would never met you if it wasn't for the Milwaukee shirt guy business.
You never know. Probably not. We probably don't run in the same circles.
Yeah, brush me off. I get it.
We've married people now. Yeah, I did that. You did it.
Yeah,
Gave some tips and it worked out.
Yeah, two weddings. That was a lot of fun.
2 weeks ago today, Adam and Christy Deputy, and they're still married. Whoa. 2 weeks. Yeah,
that's got to be some kind of record.
It's got for me. No, it's awesome. Hey, again, MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. He's Troy Schaefer. I can't recommend him enough. So if you're looking for shirts, T-shirts, you guys you don't do like pens and all that.
No, not right now. We don't do, you know, pens or phone cases, things like that.
Right.
Mainly shirts.
Shirts, sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Yep. Work shirts. You do a lot of the neon colors now for construction guys,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah, big time. Come July, big season for neon work.
The cool part is a lot of people reorder. It makes it easy.
That, oh, yeah.
You get it done right the first time and every time. And again, he's a local guy. Where'd you go to high school?
Franklin.
He's a saver.
I had to look over him and ski goal.
Man,
we'll be seeing each other in a few weeks here. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I think so. Unless Franklin gets, they might be D2.
Oh, no, really?
That's what I thought. Maybe. Looking at that, they're right kind
that'd
of
that'd be nice.
Yeah, I think they, well, I don't know. I think they'd probably say that'd be nice too. You know, the other one, Catholic Memorials, might be 4.
Wow.
Because they're right on the border.
Yeah.
Oh, my That's goodness. Crazy.
Hey, Mike, you know what's cool about his story is, have you ever watched that ESPN 30 for 30 Catholics versus Convicts, the T-shirt?
Yes.
It's like when he talks about going out to Miller Park and slinging T-shirts and this thing just takes off, like that's storybook line right off of that show.
That guy.
I was on that show. Sorry, I didn't want to say it. But,
all right, there you go.
He was on the convict side. Yeah. I was on Catholic side.
Pushing it, but not running in the same circles. Okay, Mike.
There it is. No doubt. Have you seen that episode, by the way?
I have not, no.
You have to, because I'm telling you, you'll go nuts.
It's the same story. It's awesome.
He was slinging them, and he got in some trouble, though.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really make the company, and there were people kind of going after him, and he came up with a T-shirt, and it was Notre Dame against Miami, and it was Catholic against the convicts.
Uh-oh.
And they sold. He was selling shirts like crazy.
And he was running back to Chicago to just get them printed quick, and he came back with boxes out of the back of his car, and it just flew off the rails.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It was like real similar like that. We were down over by Blue Mound. We started with St. Paddy's Day. Then we were doing, you know, what can Braun do for you?
Right.
Party like it's 82. We did all that.
Yeah.
And then kind of went from there.
Yeah, then they became a real company because, you know what, they didn't want any trademark issues.
Yeah, right.
No cease and desist. No cease and desist for you. Get it.
This guy got a couple of those, by the way.
Yeah, we decided to wrap it up and figure out our own way.
There you go.
It's all right.
It wasn't Troy Schaefer back then, by the way, if you're listening.
No,
if you're still chasing
him.
That's awesome. I also supply him with bail money when some of this stuff happens. So, Troy, thanks a lot. It's good to see you. MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com.
It's good to be here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Look at
do I
you.
Got a job? Do I got
you,
a job here?
You do not. Go get some shirts. Yeah, go get your shine box. Is that what that is? That a good
fellow? Oh, man.
This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by our local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Man, I like Troy Schaefer. MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. He's just one of my favorite people in the world. Cares a lot about, he has fun, cares a lot about his clients, cares a ton about his family, and takes care of all of it. Busy guy and gets everything done on time. It's done right at a reasonable cost. Go to MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. In studio with me, and we haven't spent nearly enough time to talk about this this roster, Coach. These guys you brought in are great, and we're going to get to the two guys that are still here and talk to them about their favorite memory so far. They got a lot of football to play yet. Their favorite memory of playing high school football at Delafield St. John's. But we haven't talked about some of the other kids on this roster that make you guys go. I get out and watch you guys play. Who else am I going to be seeing?
Well, we've got a lot of great athletes that have come on this year. We had some really good athletes that graduated last year. And, you know, that's something as a coach that you don't really get to control.
Right.
You know, and so we try to control as much as we can. But when you get some great athletes like we have, it can become special. You know, Donnie, you heard from earlier, our player of the week. He has a twin brother, Philip, who is a very good athlete and is a big part of our team. We've got a kid from Muskego who was a phenomenal basketball player. And has decided he really loves football, but he wasn't going to go out because, you know, he's afraid to get hurt. And, you know, football, sometimes people think you're always going to get hurt, but you don't. It's the same in any sport. And fortunately, Brandon Podzinski came out and is doing a phenomenal job.
He is good.
He's a great athlete.
So I met his dad.
Yes.
At Brookfield Academy. And his dad went on to tell me that he didn't even want to play in basketball because he was a really good baseball player.
He could play wherever he wants. He could go football, basketball, baseball. No question. He's a special kid. We also have another kid, Hayden Bench, who was our quarterback last year. And this year he's moved to slot and is doing he's a great athlete. We have some young guys that we talked about earlier, some freshmen. Miles Cruz is a young guy. He's learning the game. You know, hadn't played a lot, and he's playing. Nolan Fritchies, he's a senior. He's doing a great job. And DC Jensen is a senior who's had a lot of issues that we've had to work through with him as far as like learning the game, learning how to play, learning to be a team player. He had a phenomenal game last night and has done a really good job for us. So yeah, we've got you know, a bunch of linemen. We've got Ezra June from China. He's a short little guy that plays nose guard for us. He's fun to watch.
The 5'8", 150?
Yeah.
He plays nose tackle?
He plays nose tackle for us, yes. And sometimes he'll even play defensive end, believe it or not. And
really?
He's got a motor that you want in a kid, and he just goes. And what a great kid he is. We've got some other kids that, you know, Rolf is a phenomenal offensive defensive lineman that you guys met earlier.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him. What a nice young man
he
is.
Yeah, and Ricardo's a great center linebacker. We've got a tackle freshman. Colin is doing a great job. And, you know, it's just fun to watch these guys. And, you know, we got a kid from Mexico, Jazul Rodriguez, who he struggles a little bit with the language and, you know, understanding what to do. But we just tell him to go have fun. And he's making tackles all over the field. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do all the time, but he's making tackles all over the place. So we just turn him loose.
Let him go. You know what? Go get the ball.
Right? Exactly.
Go tackle the ball, young man. Don't worry about anything else. Just go tackle the ball.
You just go get it, and he does. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, how is the kids on campus embrace this team?
You know, I think at first there was a lot of surprise because, you know, they've struggled for a few years.
Yes,
and
they have.
And the fact that, you know, last year we actually got a couple wins in, and then this year we're just doing, I mean, you know, to win as many games as we've won and to win against some very good football teams has been pretty impressive. And last year you'd see maybe 15, 20 people in the stands. This year, you know, we might have even gotten up around 100.
Good.
You know, and there's a lot of the kids from the campus that are coming, and they're marching, and they're shouting and yelling and screaming, and we've actually kind of got a student section now, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Coach, I coached at Martin Luther last 4 years, and the first game, they had won 2 games in 3 years. The first game we had, we played Milwaukee School of the Arts. I do a high school basketball coaches show. And I didn't know School of the Arts had a team.
Okay.
And that was our first game, and we had anywhere from 5 to 10 students show up. Last year, you couldn't get in.
Right.
You could not get in. And the student sections at Martin Luther, for the football game on Thursday night, it was packed. And same thing. You know, they didn't get a lot of people. And all of a sudden, what happens, you start, you know, these kids, they start getting some wins. And now they start saying, well, come watch us play. You should be part of this thing. We can't do this. Come out and be part of it. And now it becomes the thing to do. Yep. And at St. John's, it's study, right? Watch a little TV maybe, or go play football. You don't watch TV? There's no TVs there?
Oh, I'm sure there's TVs there. You guys watch TVs, right?
It's restricted. So study or go watch football. Let's go watch a football team.
Right.
In fact, let's not just go watch. Let's join and be part of this thing. I think would be definitely the way to go. You talked about Coach Fink a lot. Mm-hmm. Who else on your staff?
We've got Coach Groff, who was a longtime offensive coordinator at Kettle Moraine. He's doing an outstanding job. Mike Fink is our defensive coordinator. He has assistants Dan Goodman and Jeff Weiss, who phenomenal job. We have Mark Moldenhauer, who helps our receivers and our special teams. I couldn't ask for a better staff. You know, when Mike asked me to come coach, I didn't really know who I was going to have choices of getting staff, and most of these guys Mike knew, and he brought them on, and so, you know, I couldn't. It's just been an awesome experience with these guys.
Hey, you know, I ask this a lot, and people always say yes, but I don't know if they really mean it. Did you want your kids to play multiple sports?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of multi-sport athletes. I think, you know, as a kid, you only have so many opportunities to compete. And you want to give kids as many opportunities to compete, because whether you're competing in basketball, tennis, football, soccer, lacrosse, whatever it is, you learn so many things about competing that are going to help you in whatever your main sport is. So these coaches that want to single sport do it and, you know, work on in the off season on their like basketball, you know, is a big one, or baseball, you're taking away from a lot of the kids' opportunities to learn how to compete. And compete – to go to the next level, you have to know how to compete.
Yeah,
and I don't think a lot of these kids are getting enough times to compete and learn how to actually compete and work harder than the other team. So I'm all about multi-sport athletes.
Hey, as we thank Troy Schaefer for being a partner with what we are with MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com, Wendy sponsors you coming in. And Wendy's been a part of everything that I do in high school athletics for years. And as they sponsor you, they give me a number of combo meals.
Oh.
And I will hand off these to you. And okay. Yeah, your family's listening?
I would assume so.
Your
unless
staff
fell asleep.
Your staff is, they, hopefully not. Your staff's right. Listening?
Yeah.
Players probably listening?
Absolutely.
So they all know you've got these now.
Uh-oh.
So it's going to be up to you what you want to do with them.
Okay.
Coach McMillan and I are available.
Okay.
So yeah, Jeff Orlowski, if you know, but families, staff, they're all listening. So you'll make the decision on that. You got a couple of players sitting behind you if you want to get them lunch. That's up to you. But I want to thank our friends at Wendy's for giving you these combo
Absolutely.
Meals, and you do what you want. You know, Wendy's believes in giving back to the community a lot.
Awesome.
And they've been a great sponsor of ours. On the other side of the break, we're going to ask our two players that are still in studio with me, Rolf and Ricardo, to join us. And I'm going to ask them their favorite memory of playing high school football at St. John's Northwest Military Academy. We'll do that on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I want to thank Ryan McMillan, my co-host, just about each and every week, man. He's a good man.
He is a good man.
I'm a big fan of his, and I have been since the first time I met him. And when he took the job over at Muskego, I called him. I said, hey, what do you think about being my co-host? He's like, really? I go, yeah. He through that whole Wanakee program, I think he sees things very clearly, right or wrong, very clearly, and he's able to communicate his feelings and his thoughts, and I like that. I think he does a great job. He's Muskego, obviously, is doing quite well, and he's a big part of that.
Yes, he loves sports, and I got the opportunity to work with him for a year, so I know him pretty well, too.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, so I like doing this, the last segment. And I like asking players their favorite memory. They've got a lot of football to be played yet. And so we're not saying the season's going to be over, but so far in your career, and I'm going to start with Ricardo Barnes, your career playing football at St. John's, your favorite memory of playing is what so far?
So far, it's our homecoming game last week, how it was terrible weather. It was raining. It was cold. Nobody wanted to be out there. We didn't even have many fans due to the fact that there was so much rain.
Right.
And so how we came out there, and Coach Derbs and everybody else said the day before, it's going to suck. There's going to be rain. It's going to be cold. You know, you guys are going to have to suck it up. And that's what we did. We went out, played, and we had one heck of a game.
Hope Christian. They didn't want to be there.
It didn't seem like it.
They didn't want to go home because it was raining. You beat them 54-24 on homecoming. That's a really good memory. And look, you look outside and you go outside. Thursday night, I'm the sideline reporter, and it was raining pretty good this last Thursday night. And I'm not sure I wanted to be there in the beginning, but it was a really good game. I kind of forgot it was even raining, to be honest with you. And it was a good game to be at. So thank you for that memory. Ralph, your favorite memory so far?
We had Brookfield Academy game. The game was like really straight up. We were head to head, you know. At the end, we won, and like the final, like after the game, everyone was too emotional. So I saw a friend was crying. You know?
Oh, that's good, because that's a good team to beat. They're good, right?
Yeah,
that's a good football team right there. Coach, your favorite memory so far in year two?
Yeah,
and you know, it's gonna be a long career if you want it to be over there. But so far with this group, what would your favorite memory be?
Well, there's a ton of favorite memories I have with the kids, and some of the the adversity that they've overcome. But to be honest with you, as you asked me this earlier, I started thinking about it, and the one thing that keeps coming to my mind is remembering last year when we would have games, and people talked about how cool it would be to have all the cadets at the game, and they would do different things. And to be honest with you, they didn't show up that often. But last week, I think it was last week or the week before, I looked over in the end zone, and there had to be 30, 40, maybe even 50 cadets that were all lined up, and they were all doing their thing. And, you know, we had cannons blasting, you know, blowing off. And I'm thinking, man, this can become a really cool Friday night, Friday afternoon experience if we keep going the way we're going and Coach Fink keeps doing the things he's doing. It's going to be a fun atmosphere with the whole military thing and with the cannons and the cadets all dressed up and things. I thought it looked like it was really cool, which I when I took the job, I never even thought about that.
Right.
And that was kind of a cool memory for me to see that and see it start to unfold.
Friends of mine from high school, I went a week ago today, there was a fundraiser for a little second grader out with the Junior Chiefs, the Heartland Arrowhead group. And, Emma is her name, and she's in second grade, and they had a fundraiser going for her. And people I went to high school with, Dave and Kim Volk, their son played at Northern Illinois, Jared Volk, big lineman.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, that'd be so cool to travel. And they said, yeah. And Kim told me, she said, the coolest part for me is we went to play Army. And so we went to where they play, and she said all the cadets were there, and she said they started a chant in the crowd, beat Navy, beat Navy. And she said, I said to one kid, we're Northern Illinois. And they go, we know, beat Navy,
right,
beat
right,
Navy.
Yeah.
And she said it was so patriotic and so beautiful.
That's cool.
And it was just like, and they played the Orange Bowl. I mean, she had great, her and Dave had great experiences going to watch Jared play. But for her to tell me about that one, that's what this could be.
That is exactly what it could be. And it was kind of special. I mean, it was something where I didn't have any expectations of it, never thought of it, never crossed my mind. But when I saw it, I'm like, you know, it could even become even cooler and more real than what I saw there. And that's where I'm hoping this program's going to go.
Coach, what with your background playing at Oconomowoc, playing at Wisconsin, and playing in the NFL, what are you able to pass along to these kids that keep saying that they want to play at the next level, about what it takes to play at that next level? Because I'm sure you remember going from Oconomowoc to playing at Wisconsin is a big, major step. Size, speed, the campus, all of it. What do you discuss with these kids?
The biggest thing I discuss with them is, number one, is don't ever say to yourself that you can't do it. I hear a lot of kids say, I can't play D1 or I can't. That's not true. I saw the greatest thing that I saw was when I was playing in New Orleans for 3 years, a guy by the name of Sam Mills. He was all 5'7", 5'8". And, you know, you think inside linebacker, all pro inside linebacker, they're 6'1", 6'2", whatever. Sam was maybe 5'9", I guess. He was pretty short. But this guy overcame everything. And what I tell the kids is that, you know, to go to the next levels, the main thing that you have to change is your work effort. You have to learn how to work harder than you ever thought you could before. So when I went to Wisconsin, you know, I thought, okay, well, I get recruited. I've got scholarship offers all over the country. I just walk in. I get to play. That doesn't happen. You go get the crap beat out of you, and you have to learn. Okay, I got to start learning to work as hard as those guys. I'd look at the board, and I'd see decleaters. You know, well, I want to be on that board as having a lot of decleaters. Well, I'm not going to get that without hard work. You know, you look at the bench board and the squat board and see all these guys with these big numbers, and you go, first in your mind, you go, I'll never get to that. But then you got to change that and say, how do I get to that?
Right.
And it's all work. And so every kid that I ask in all my programs with trench training, with St. John's, with all of that, is I ask them, do you want to play the next level? And all the kids that raise their hand, I said, you can play. However, you won't unless you learn how to work harder than the guy next to you. And it's all about hard work.
Coach, you're married?
I'm divorced. I have a fiance, but yes.
Yeah. And your daughters?
I have two daughters, yes.
Their names?
Savannah and Scarlett.
And Savannah and Scarlett, one got hurt the other day.
She
okay?
Did. Yeah, she's actually doing really well. I'm incredibly impressed. She has her father's ankles, unfortunately, and she dislocated an ankle.
Oh, but she's doing okay?
She's doing great, yes.
Where do they go to school?
They go to New Berlin West.
They do?
Yes.
You know what? I'm leaving right now to go to the Pick and Save on Moreland and National.
Oh, yeah, right by my house, yeah.
To give a New Berlin West kid student athlete
awesome.
Of the week.
Awesome.
Yeah, Ben Chosick's doing a nice job there.
Yes, he's doing a great job. He's turned that program around. You know, I've got to know him because he's my daughter's Fayette teacher.
Okay.
Good man.
He's a really good man. Hey, I appreciate your willingness to come in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
anytime.
You so
yeah,
much. And we had talked about, you know, having you on another show that I do, and I look forward to having that discussion with you. Thank you so much for bringing Gerald in. Ricardo, it's nice to meet you.
It was very nice meeting you too, sir. Yeah,
welcome, California, man. It's got nothing on us. The winter here is a little rough for you.
Very rough.
Hey, Ralph, winter's a little rough for you too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of, in Mexico, where I live, it's cold. So I got accustomed too well to the climate in here, but there's sometimes the weather is too extreme in
here.
Yeah,
I agree. That 20 below, I've been here my whole life, boys. And that's for me. You too. That's, yes. It's just way too much. Hey, good luck the rest of the way. You guys be leaders on this team. You guys lead this team into the playoffs. You get that level one taken care of. Get to level two. Make sure that guys like me keep talking about you, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's nice to meet you guys. Thank
very
you.
Very nice meeting you.
Thank
guys.
You very much. It's been
thank
great.
You.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for bringing these guys in. This was a treat for us, so
right,
thank
great.
You very much.
Awesome.
This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.